If we imagined for a second what we would have to do and the 10,000 plus hours of training time it would take, not to mention the toll on family, friends, and joints, then most over 40s would walk out never to return. They would possibly be found giving the new margarita bar a tryout. It's easy to walk away and keep on walking when we begin. Let's face it, we don't need BJJ in reality. What are the chances of a 42-year-old real estate executive getting into a fistfight on the street? Or a 50-year-old car mechanic wanting to win the world's absolute in a few years? Slim. Very slim. So why bother? This is a good question. And not an easy one to answer, as the answer is different for all of us OGs, old guys and gals. My story is typical, so I'll start with that. I had seen a few UFC bouts and thought the whole deal to be pretty barbaric. It was a new sport, and at a glance, not my thing. Still, the attraction to watching a bout continued, and as I watched, I listened to Joe Rogan discuss various aspects of the fights. He mentioned positions and techniques, and they all seemed to center around this thing called jiu-jitsu. Now, as a newbie, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as I was only familiar with the Japanese version, and that was pretty limited to what I learned as a kid. To put the record straight, I did have some experience of boxing and Muay Thai when I was younger, so the martial way was nothing new to me. It was people smashing each other and then slapping on an armbar that was new. I kept picking up on the Brazilian mentions, though, and another watchword sounded. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. A little research, and suddenly I was exposed to BJJ. It was a total eye-opener. But still, I didn't feel impressed enough that I had to search somewhere out. It looked like a lot of sweaty guys and seemed a bit like judo. Big deal. Down at my local gym where I was training, with no sense of purpose and basically boring myself to death, they put on a support your local business table. On my way out after another mind-crushing boredom workout, I spotted a card on the corner. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, opening soon. Intrigued, I picked up the card and put it in the side pocket of my truck. It didn't get to see the light again for many months. Coming up to the Christmas holidays, I was clearing some things out and found the card. Like we all do these days, I went online and checked the location. What a surprise! Walking distance from my house. I thought I might as well check it out on my way home from work. Why not? What have I got to lose? But could I find the place? No way. The next day I called them, and they cleared up where I went wrong. It was down the back of Beyond. How they expected to get customers so far off the beaten track, I had no idea. Anyway, I went along and was introduced to the professor and a couple of the coaches. The lady I spoke to told me I could have a free lesson. Cool. I booked in. The intro lesson was really easy. Bit of a warm-up, then a few simple self-defense techniques. To be honest, I was a little disappointed, not understanding that the coach didn't want to put me in a position where I could maybe hurt myself. I felt a little babied, but I did get the chance to see the other students roll, and that's when things clicked. This didn't look like the self-defense stuff I had just been doing. This looked real, for want of a better word. I could see the exhaustive workout that was ensuing, and when the professor broke the group and started to demonstrate techniques and stages, that was it. I was in. I walked straight to the reception area and signed up right away. Wasn't really sure what I had gotten myself into, but I knew this would get me fit if nothing else. This turned out to be true, and I dropped around 30 pounds in my first 3 months of training. My cardio was terrible, and I thought I was pretty fit. Jiu-jitsu puts a different type of stress on the heart and lungs. Within a few months and a couple of stripes later, my life was